Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Tuesday, October 17th, 2017, and we are live at warroom.show. You can follow us on Twitter at warroomshow for all of our content, warroom.show. We're going to have Roger Stone in the fourth hour. We're going to be joined at 3:30 by somebody who stayed at the Mandalay Bay to do a little investigative reporting of his own. He was kicked out within 24 hours. Isn't that amazing? Stephen Paddock can be there for a week, apparently bring a bunch of weapons to his room. Nothing. This man kicked out and banned after just 24 hours. Stacks of news, stacks of liberal madness. Hollywood continues to crumble. More people getting accusations. But first, this report from John Bowne.
When it comes to North Korean aggression, diplomacy will continue until the first bomb drops, according to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. BBC reports sanctions and diplomacy, he said, had brought unprecedented international unity against North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Regardless, the North Korean threat is very real.
What the president is doing is he's trying to motivate action on a number of people's part, in particular the regime in North Korea. I think he does want to be clear with Kim Jong-un, that regime in North Korea, that he has military preparations ready to go, and he has those military options on the table, and we have spent substantial time actually perfecting those. But be clear, the president has also made clear to me that he wants this solved diplomatically. He is not seeking to go to war.
So he doesn't think it's a waste of time?
But I, no, sir, he has made it clear to me to continue my diplomatic efforts, which we are. And we will, as I've told others, those diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb drops.
What are the events that keep you, let's say, concerned, awake at night, in terms of global affairs?
Well, you know, I mean, the big ones, actually, we get a nuclear threat from North Korea, a possible nuclear threat in time by the Iranians. You know, probably the biggest threat, the biggest concern, and it's not an immediate concern, if this continues in North Korea, if eventually other countries, I'll let it go at that, become nuclear powers. Obviously, we already have some out there. There'd be a real impetus for a lot of countries to develop or buy nuclear weapons. You know, I would tell you this, in spite of what someone reported the other day about President, and I don't think he'd mind my sharing this, what he's said to me many, many times, and to the group oftentimes. I hear him most say about nuclear weapons that wouldn't be great if we could get rid of them all. The American people should be concerned about a state that has developed a pretty good ICBM capability and is developing a pretty good nuclear reentry vehicle. I think I speak for the administration that state simply cannot have the ability to reach the homeland, and for that matter, the homeland. Right now, there's great concern about a lot of Americans that live in Guam. Right now, we think the threat is manageable, but over time, if it grows beyond where it is today, let's hope diplomacy works.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un continues to mix threats with half-baked pleas of victimization. On one hand, threatening to launch a salvo of missiles at Guam made up of four intermediate-range ballistic missiles and claiming that his hand is on the trigger, while the other hand calling President Trump a war merchant and a strangler of peace. Guam is in North Korea's sights. However, Guam is prepared, boasting a very powerful missile defense system that would likely obliterate the oncoming missiles during their terminal phase. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
Choose choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the War Room.
All right, so the crew wants to know where we're going to start here today on the War Room. Welcome to the War Room. We are live 3 to 6 Central Time, weekdays at warroom.show. All of our content available at infowars.com/show. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. And I don't even know where to start. We've got a big guest coming up at 3:30. This is an individual who went and did some investigative reporting, or tried to do some investigative reporting, at Mandalay Bay. He was staying there. Within 24 hours, he got banned and removed from the premise. So we will talk about him and to him. Roger Stone in the 4 o'clock hour, the second hour. He wants to talk about the journalist that was killed in a car bombing. This was a journalist who had been known as a one-woman WikiLeaks, Daphne Caruana Galizia. I probably butchered that name, but she died in a car bombing in Malta. So we'll talk about that with Roger Stone. Leo Zagami at 5 o'clock in the third hour. And just tons of news. All right, guys, here's where we'll start. We'll start with the collapse of Hollywood. I've got a whole stack here. We're going to have it all. We're going to have everything. Las Vegas guard Jesus Campos still missing. More breaking on the Vegas cover-up. Oh, also breaking news on the California wildfires. Wow. And then probably in the 5 o'clock hour, maybe in the next segment, I've got a stack of news here that really shows you where the political left is at, really shows you where the cultural left is at. They have completely lost touch with reality. They have no clue what's going on planet Earth. And they're getting violent. They're getting even more hate-filled. Wow. But let's just start with Hollywood that is currently collapsing. And guys, maybe have clip 5 at the ready. So this is, we'll just go through this whole stack here. Harvey Weinstein's fall opens the floodgates into Hollywood, and that's exactly what you're seeing. Now you've got more women coming forward, more men being accused, and you're going to start seeing different things other than just taking advantage of young women who are trying to get into Hollywood. And one of the things, and we've talked about this before, kind of in a lighter-hearted sense, but one thing that I noticed, it's one thing to get up here and be like, oh yeah, okay, you want an award, you know, come watch Harvey Weinstein, you know, take a shower or, you know, fondle himself or whatever. But then you actually go and you look at all these women that have accused him. I think it's up close to 40 now or something. The list continues to grow. I mean, it could be hundreds by the time it's all said and done. But all of these ladies, all of these women that are coming forward have won awards in theater. I'm serious. I looked into it. All of them have won awards. Some of them the most prestigious awards. So think about that. All of these women that are coming forward and blaming Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault against them all won awards in Hollywood. What do you think is going on? Now, I'm not trying to, demonize Ashley Judd and some of these people that won awards, you know, Meryl Streep and all these people, but you do start to wonder if there wasn't perhaps verbal agreements made. So I'm just going to say it because they're all coming forward at the same time and they want to be regarded as heroes. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. That's up to you to decide, but their silence did probably cost more women their innocence and caused more people to get sexually assaulted. So the question is, to me, was it that they were too afraid to come forward for whatever reason, or did they make an agreement? Were there certain verbal agreements made? Or heck, even in Weinstein's case, these are nonverbal agreements when he has it written into his contract that he can sexually assault people. As long as he litigates properly. So there's that. Now this is hilarious. This is the Daily Beast. Hollywood's other open secret besides Harvey Weinstein preying on young boys. Now this isn't funny that this is happening. It's funny to me because, we've been telling you this for years. Yeah, this is like Infowars.com from like 10 years ago. And it's just ridiculous. Seeing all of these people, the Daily Beast, all of these, whoa, look out, the pedophilia's next, the gay mafia's next, oh, this is just how Hollywood works. Yeah, Infowars.com has been saying that for years, and we never get any credit. No credit given, nothing.
Oh, but Daily Beast is breaking the story. Oh, now that Daily Beast covers it, it must be real. Oh, I've been waiting for Daily Beast to cover. Oh, just wait for Snopes. Once Snopes and BuzzFeed picks it up, then it must be real. This was a quote from Corey Feldman, who's been one of the most outspoken people in Hollywood about this.
This is a place where adults have more direct and inappropriate connection with children than probably anywhere else in the world. Yeah, Corey Feldman's been saying that for years, but the Daily Beast didn't want to report on it then. They are ready to now. How about this story? Carrie Fisher once sent cow tongue to Hollywood producer her friend accused of sexual misconduct. So this is a story from Heather Ross saying that she had, that Fisher had heard of some sexual misconduct going on and I guess, like straight out of The Godfather with a horse head, decided to send a cow tongue to this Hollywood producer that was sexually assaulting her friend. So it was going on before. People knew about it before. Some people fought back. Reese Witherspoon reveals that she was sexually assaulted by a director at 16. She's saying that's when it happened to her first, when she was 16 years old, but not the last time. So again, more award-winning actresses, more A-list actresses coming forward. Bob Weinstein, accused of sexual harassment by TV showrunner. Okay, so let's look at Bob Weinstein's contract. Maybe he had sexual assault built into his contract too. Would you be shocked? Heck no, you wouldn't. A-list assault, Bob Weinstein. So both the Weinsteins. Oscar-winning actor caught up in Weinstein's sex abuse scandal as top U.S. broadcaster accused him of assaulting a loved one. So the Sun runs this story saying that there's about to be an A-list actor who's going to be intertwined in all of this, as the top U.S. broadcaster is accusing him of sexually assaulting a loved one. So that got published first, and that was yesterday. And then Jim Hoft did what any good journalist would do, and it was the first thing that came to my mind. In the Sun story, in this story, they were mentioning basically anonymous Twitter accounts tweeting out that they were about to take down a big A-list celebrity. Well, leave it to Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit to track that down. Hollywood Oscar-winning A-list actor caught up in Weinstein scandal, Kevin Spacey. They found the tweets that were referenced in The Sun, and they found that it was Kevin Spacey that they were alluding to. Kevin Spacey, the same guy that, to me, played Bill and Hillary Clinton in House of Cards. That's kind of what I think they were depicting. And then you have Jennifer Lawrence, who got lined up in a nude lineup at the age of 15, and, well, you can just hear what she had to say about that for herself.
In this confusion, in this slow transition, we're all still learning. I'm still learning that I don't have to smile when a man makes me feel uncomfortable. When I was much younger and starting out, I was told by the producers of a film to lose 15 pounds in 2 weeks. So crazy. One girl before me had already been fired for not losing enough weight fast enough. And during this time, a female producer had me do a nude lineup with about five women who were much,
a nude lineup at the age of 15.
We all stood side by side with only pastons covering our privates. After that degrading and humiliating lineup, the female producer told me I should use the naked photos of myself as inspiration for my diet.
Yeah, and then they were telling her to basically be anorexic. So, you know, and this is the same woman who was coming out saying there's a big pay gap between men and women in Hollywood, too. So that's Jennifer Lawrence at 15 nude.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next-level meal replacement, next-level compared to whey, and it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
As I'm sitting here in the break just trying to figure it all out, we've already known what it is. This world is a seriously screwed up place. Okay, we have allowed this world and our society to completely degenerate, not just culturally, but philosophically, educationally. So it's like a complete degeneration of culture that we're now being faced with here. So now what do we have? We have a bunch of victimized or painted out to be the victim minorities of this country that liberal mainstream media uses to agitate race war, to agitate civil war. And then you have, and I was just realizing this, because there's always something hidden, okay? So you have to wonder, why now with Harvey Weinstein? Well, originally I was thinking, well, you know, Weinstein Company's broke. They're going broke. They're out of money. Maybe that's the case. We found out, okay, that was going on. But I don't think that's the case anymore. And reading the story on Jennifer Lawrence, and again, there's just more people. Harvey Weinstein's brother, apparently Kevin Spacey is going to be next. They're saying that men also prey on young men. And then, of course, we played the clip of Jennifer Lawrence saying how when she was 15 years old, she was lined up in a nude lineup, judged naked at 15 years old to be in Hollywood. And you're just like, that's so sick. That's so twisted. And then you have the other angle that all of these women that are coming forward against Harvey Weinstein, all of them won awards. They all won awards. So is there some sort of trade-off being made here? But then it hit me. I think that there's a new narrative that's going to come out of this Hollywood collapse. And it hit me when I was listening to Jennifer Lawrence because she's been going on anti-male tirades for a while. And I think that's what this is going to turn into. I think that they're going to spin this into an anti-man campaign. I think they're going to spin this into an anti-male campaign. Look at them all. They say toxic masculinity. That's what they love. Toxic masculinity. That I'm telling you, they're going to spin this into toxic masculinity and they're going to come after men in leadership roles. And they're eventually going to say any man with power abuses women or children. I think that that's what lies at the bottom of this spiral slide right here. Of course, they'll use some of this momentum to try to demonize Trump and to bring back into the fold all of these made up charges against Trump. And that won't stick. It already hasn't worked. They tried it. It failed. So they're going to have to reboot something else, probably try to reboot the Russia thing. But I'm telling you, I can sense it. I can sense it now. It's clearer to me now than ever. This is going to be spun into an anti-man agenda. And all of these women that are coming forward as the victims, they're all the victims, and I'm sure that there's a lot of victims. There's some real stuff going on here. I'm not trying to judge anybody that's been, you know, assaulted sexually or anything like that. I'm just saying, I think there's something else going on. I think there's a reason they've been silent for so long, and I think there's a reason that they're all deciding to step up now. You notice how none of them are turning their awards back in. The awards that they thanked Harvey Weinstein for? Not turning those back in, are they? You know, we've got a video clip. Probably not going to make it to it now, but we'll get to it where a YouTuber breaks down how the black movements like BLM are being compromised and used to promote a completely ulterior motive. We're going to play that clip, but you just had the NFL, and I've got a stack of how this just fits right into the liberal madness right now. So the NFL has a meeting today about how they're going to address issues moving forward. They're going to address issues. The only issue the NFL wants to address is their ratings collapsing. The only issue that the NFL has is their stadiums are empty. The only issue the NFL is having is their branding is taking a major hit because it's now open-faced and anti-American company. And that doesn't mean everyone in the NFL is anti-American. It means they've embraced the anti-American sentiment that Colin Kaepernick injected into the NFL. So you sit here and you have to go down the same line of questioning that we use in these street debates. So, okay, but they, see, this is the NFL's not smart. Roger Goodell's not a very bright guy, obviously, because he can't figure this out. You do this all in public. You say, why are you kneeling? And then what are they going to say? Oppression of black people, violence against black people from police. You say, okay, that's an issue to you. Can you cite to me why this is such a big issue? Tell me what you're seeing and the stats and everything. And what will they say? Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, Philando Castile, all of the same names that they've seen. And that's what you say. You say, so where are you getting all these reports? You said all these names. Where are you getting these reports? Oh, you're getting that from CNN and MSNBC exclusively? Oh, okay, okay. Then you show the actual numbers of how many police get killed every year, black people killed by police, white people killed by police, and you realize that maybe the issue that we're taking a knee for isn't the biggest issue. But if you do want to make it about race and how black people are being oppressed by race, and you want to take a knee for that, you got to start at Planned Parenthood, where millions of black people are aborted. Where in New York City, you are more likely to be aborted if you're black than born. But they don't report that on CNN. They don't report that on MSNBC, so they don't kneel for that on the sideline. And then the NFL tries to put a wet blanket over the whole thing, quit showing the anthem, and then says, we just had a positive meeting about how to address domestic issues. They'll do nothing about Planned Parenthood. Nothing. They'll do nothing. But it doesn't matter. It's all failing. But this is just what it all comes down to. Folks, we're about to be joined by a guest who went to the Mandalay Bay to do some investigative reporting of his own. He was kicked out of the Mandalay Bay. But we're only able to get these guests. We're only able to expand our broadcast because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we're running a bunch of specials right now. You know, I heard Alex today basically going crazy about how excited he is about these specials. So be sure to take advantage. We've still got the InfoWars Caveman True Paleo Bone Broth Formula. That's 50% off right now. You're probably not getting the bone broth, the bee pollen, the chaga mushroom in any source of your diet. Introduce all of those fantastic elements with the Caveman True Paleo Bone Broth Formula, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about BrainForce. That's also 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, maybe if we could get BrainForce subscribed to some of these people, like they want to subscribe all of these pharmaceutical pills, you could actually see a positive uptick in the thinking of society. Instead, the big pharmaceutical pills basically just destroy your brain. Super Male Vitality, also 30% off. And now introducing 50% off Anthroplex. Anthroplex, that's honestly, all of these products are stuff that I use every day. 50% off Anthroplex. So that just adds to the 50% off specials going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about 40% off Secret 12.
Give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
Our guest is at Nick Falco on Twitter. He decided to do a little independent investigation into the Las Vegas shooting. He stayed at Mandalay Bay just to get a couple questions that he had himself answered. He discovered some interesting things, but he got removed, kicked out, and banned from Mandalay and all MGM properties within 24 hours. Nick, thank you for joining us. Talk about what led you to want to do this and then your experience with being kicked out.
Originally wanted to just get away for the weekend and went there because of all the talk about and the questions about what was going on. And I booked a strip view and just randomly had, when I checked in, the view of the room. And I could see the shooter's room and the concert and all that for that, you know, that night, last Friday night. And then I just was like looking around and being aware of everything around me. And it gave me a whole different perspective being there and seeing it than what I had seen on TV or, you know, the internet, all, you know, videos or whatever was coming out. So.
Well, and you made a couple of important observations. Let's start with the room angle. Yeah. One of the things that you said was, why would the shooter have two rooms if they're trying to run with the narrative that he busted out the second window so he had a direct shot on the fuel tanks? But yeah, you did some research of your own based on the view from your room and the videos uploaded from people that were staying in the exact same suite of paddock that he didn't need to bust out a second window. He could have shot at the entire scene, including the fuel tanks, from just one window.
Right. So what I did was I tried to stick just to the facts and leave emotion out, and people can decide what it is they want based on what I did. But you're correct. I mean, the fuel tank, literally the concert is right across the street from the hotel, so the shooter is just on top of it. The fuel tanks are literally one just right behind the concert on the same block. There was no, so what I've been hearing was, well, why two windows, this and that? And then some people I've heard say, well, he needed a second window to hit the fuel tanks. That, I mean, just seeing the video, I saw a video today of someone that had stayed in the exact suite. You can see from that video and then my video, that's completely untrue. I mean, you know, it's just, it was the same line of sight, the concert and the, from that far, it's just, you didn't need two windows, from my opinion, from my viewpoint.
Now, another important observation that you made was using the service elevators. You pointed out that there are indeed cameras, surveillance of the service hour elevators. However, that there's no alarms that you noticed on the doors.
Yeah, there's nothing. I didn't even, you know, when I checked in, have my room there. All there is just like in the tweets I put, just two plain doors. There's no signs saying employees only. There's no locks. There's not, wouldn't even know what it is unless you saw. That's just the area where the house cleaners and the room service come in and out of. And you could just walk right in on any floor. And so I did. I mean, I didn't go anywhere in that hotel that I was not supposed to. There was no signs even saying freight elevators, no locks, nothing. It's there. It's available. I didn't use them, but it's there. So.
And as far as you can tell, there's no alarm on these doors. They said that the security guard was alerted to an alarm. There's no alarm on these doors that you saw. There's no restricted access. And actually, the service elevator is actually down the hallway from where Paddock's room was. So if he used this, he would have had to walk through the hallway with a bunch of bags.
Yeah, I mean, and the point there, if you want to draw conclusions based on what I saw and the pictures I took, is, you know, there's cameras inside every elevator. You cannot, from what I saw, you cannot sneak into that hotel, any entrance, without a camera on you. The surveillance is very heavy. So if it was Paddock and he is a high roller and it was just a perk, some people just like taking advantage of a perk. But yes, if he used the freight elevator, he would have had to walk down one hall and then over past the main elevators and then down another hall to his room. So an alarm that went off, if an alarm went off, would have probably been by the stairs. That there was exit stairs right next to Paddock's suite. But, however, that's the exit staircase, and there's no audible alarm. There could be something that alerts security, but it's not practical for a hotel to be having, because there's everyone's drinking and whatnot, and people would be going in and out, and the alarm would be going off all night. So there could be something, but there was nothing. Again, even at the exit staircase, it just said exit. It didn't say do not enter. It didn't say alarm will go off or emergency exit. You could just walk in, and there actually wasn't cameras inside that I saw. I didn't see any cameras visible in the hallways of the room. There could be hidden. I don't know, but There's nothing.
And we're showing we're showing this video right now of the scene that we're describing here as he enters the service elevator area, and looking at this, you can't see anything that looks like an alarm. Like you said, there could be some hidden alarm that goes to security that alerts them, but there's nothing to indicate that. And
in the service elevator.
Right. No, yeah, I'm talking about to access the service elevator area.
No, there wouldn't be because there are hotel employees coming in and out of that all 24 hours a day for room service, for house cleaning or all that. They're just going in and out. There would never be alarms or anything.
And so any stories saying that he had to use his girlfriend's ID to access the service elevators is false because you don't need anything to access it.
Okay, well, from inside the hotel on a top floor from where I was, you do not. And inside, there is no, from what I saw, key card or anything required. Now, on the very bottom of the floor, at the bottom of the hotel, at the very entrance, I don't know where that led. I did not go in and take the freight elevator. I was very careful not to go anywhere I shouldn't or do anything I shouldn't. Everything was accessible to anyone staying there. Now, even if he used his girlfriend's card or not, that's kind of irrelevant because there's still a camera inside the freight elevator. So to give the impression he used the freight elevator, maybe people want to say, well, he was sneaking that way through. It doesn't matter what elevator he used because there's a camera in there too. I tweeted that out.
Again, no visible alarms to speak of. Nothing that would say an alarm would be sounded. There are cameras on all the elevators, including the service elevators, and the service elevator is actually completely on the opposite side of the hotel hallway than where Paddock's room was. These are all important observations made by you.
Yeah.
Again, this is Nick Falco on Twitter, and he went to do some independent investigation of his own. He was staying at Mandalay Bay, just as he said. He was being very, very cautious, very, very, courteous as to not be overstepping his bounds as a guest. But he was removed. Now, real quick, we got to go to break here, but did they ever really tell you specifically what you were removed for?
Yeah, I mean, do you have a few minutes? I can tell you how that happened.
All right, so here's what we'll do. We got to take a break here. On the other side, he's going to talk about how he got removed. We'll talk about more important observations. But again, an investigative reporter just trying to be fair about this investigation, not overstep his bounds, gets kicked out of Mandalay Bay and then banned from all MGM resorts. We'll be right back with more.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Troyer here. I am joined by at Nick Falco on Twitter. And you're seeing the anonymous logo up there because he really wishes to remain anonymous in his investigative reporting. And Nick Falco is just a Twitter account he uses. A couple of actual observations that you made before we get back to talking about how you got removed from the premises. You made two other observations that I thought were very keen. One, MGM admits that they tracked your location through your phone, whether or not you're actually on their Wi-Fi. This is something that's part of their privacy policy on MGMResorts.com. It talks about how they're using that Wi-Fi to basically collect any information about you while you're on the physical location. They say that. And then also that you were there for 24 hours, perhaps not even, just doing a little, you know, curiosity, looking around, trying to figure out if you can get some observational answers on the Vegas shooting. And then within 24 hours, you get removed. But Paddock is apparently in his hotel, in this hotel for 7 days with multiple firearms and thousands of rounds of ammo and nothing. Not to mention the fact that there are smart TVs in every room, which the CIA via Vault 7 can access. So any comments on all those observations that you made?
Yeah, so I didn't even realize they had that sophisticated technology or surveillance that they could tap into anyone's phone and act. I mean, they say it on their privacy policy. I put that in there, you know, so yeah, you can walk around and they'll know where you are, who your phone, your precise location, anywhere you are. It doesn't matter if you use Wi-Fi. So you need to assume when you're in one of these buildings, they're, I think what you see in the movies like Ocean 11, their security is really high level. They're, protecting lots of money, and they're multi-billion-dollar corporations. You need to expect that every move you make is absolutely tracked, and your phone's listened to, whatever it is. I mean, just there's no privacy. You have to assume that. They tell you that. They don't hide it. So what was the other question?
Well, you also had mentioned, and I guess this can be our segue into talking about how you got removed from the premises. You're there for 24 hours. You're banned. Yeah. You're removed. Allegedly, Paddock's there for a week, you know, stockpiling all these weapons and ammunition, and he's perfectly fine to stay. So talk about what happened when they removed you and just kind of that process.
Well, I think they're a little heightened, right? Their awareness is more heightened now, obviously, because of potential liability issues. And I can just tell you there's heavy security there. Just I felt safe being there. You know, I didn't feel, you know, it's secure. It's heavily surveilled. So basically, I only spent a couple hours maybe walking around and taking a few pictures or whatever you see. And I was actually, I walked down to Tropicana. I did a lot of other things and checked out other things, that videos I had seen. But when I first, I asked a couple employees some questions and about the shooting and whatever, nothing crazy, and they wouldn't tell me anything. And then, so I'd order room service Saturday morning, and it was a normal, like, if you've ever ordered room service, you know the person delivering it is dressed like a waiter or waitress. Then I ordered it at lunchtime, and it was a plainclothes older gentleman around 55, 60 years old, and I knew right there that they were watching me, and on which I wasn't really doing anything crazy, but, you know, they knew.
Now, was this... Yeah. Was this, what is the timeline between you tweeting some of these tweets out and you being removed?
I didn't do it until I got home. I did not want to. Hmm. I didn't even know if I would tweet anything. I didn't know if anything of this would be significant. I just knew that there's all these unanswered questions of, like, well, where are cameras, and did they get the guy on film, and no one knows any vantage point from the hotel, and yeah, I didn't want to go there to smear.
So, but I'm trying to figure out what their reasoning would be for removing you if you hadn't put anything on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they told me. So they caught on to me. So it was about, I was on the phone with a friend about 6 o'clock or so. And right when I hung up, the phone in my room rang, and the lady, told me, you know, sir, go to your front door. The management wants to talk to you. And I said, I didn't hear a knock. And they said, just go to your front door. And they hung up on me. I went to the door, looked out, and there were four guys, you know. And I said, okay, well, I'm done now. So I didn't know what was going to happen. I opened it. They were actually very nice to me. So, you know, they didn't threaten me or yell at me or anything. They just said, sir, it's the property's decision that you're to be evicted. And I said, what did I do? And they said, you've asked some inappropriate questions to our employees about the incident last week. And I said, okay. I didn't argue with them. They let me pack my stuff. And as I left, there was just like a couple, I think, security officers of the hotel. Now, and then one guy with a badge looked like an FBI agent, and then like a security guy in plain suit with all earpieces and whatnot.
And they were armed?
Yeah, at least two of them were, yeah.
Okay. Can you enlighten my audience the inappropriate questions that you asked their staff? What questions did you ask their staff do you think that they would have deemed inappropriate? Or just in general, what questions did you ask?
I asked if there was, because no, I hadn't heard any employees talking about anything, so I just asked if there was like a gag order or something, and they said there was not. I that was pretty much it. And then I asked a couple other ones, were you here, what happened? Nothing crazy, seriously. Mm-hmm. nothing. I wasn't interrogating anyone, so I don't know where they picked it up, but obviously I asked someone something that they went right away and reported to management, and then they started watching me, and then that mm-hmm. was the end of that. So they
and that would almost indicate that there is a gag order if they're not allowed to answer any questions. Of course, they denied that.
They told me there wasn't, but I don't know.
Well, it's strange too because I believe you actually tweeted this out as well. They give you a letter when you get to Mandalay Bay that's basically encouraging you to speak to the staff to show support. In this letter, it says, you know, offer a word of encouragement. Ask how they're doing if you see an employee. So, I mean, you didn't exactly.
I'm sorry. That must have been traumatizing to be here that night. I wasn't mean or I wasn't running around like paparazzi harassing anyone or anything stupid. I was just acting like a normal guest. I didn't want to. Now, I want to talk about. You want to talk about something else? Because I want to mention something about the eviction trespass notice.
Okay, well, we got 2 minutes left, so whatever you think is the most important, flesh it out now.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions on why that form is blank. So when I was escorted downstairs. They refunded me the Saturday night visit or what I had paid for, and they gave me this. They filled out the form, and I asked each one of them for a business card or ID. They would not give me their names, no business cards, and then they would not give me a copy of the signed form. They gave me a blank form, and then I was walked over to the exit, and one of the guards pointed up to one of the cameras above us, the security cameras, and read the eviction notice out loud and just said, you're banned for life from every MGM property listed on here. And he read the notice out loud to me and then walked me out to the cab, and that was it. That's why.
Why don't you think they authenticated this document by signing it?
I don't know. I even called them after I left and I said, am I really banned or what? Because you won't give me a signed copy. And all the lady said was like, sir, I can't talk to you anymore about this. If you want to talk to a manager, call back next week. I haven't called them back. I'm not going to disrespect them and show up again. I don't really care. But they would not give me any identification, and they would not give me a signed copy of the form. I don't know why, but that's what I got.
Well, 30 seconds left. I mean, what do you take away from all this?
Hopefully I was able to offer some perspective on the fact that you cannot sneak into this hotel. So there's cameras everywhere. I didn't film them all. I didn't want to, but I don't know. I mean, it's a secure place. I don't want to speculate on the investigation or what they're doing, but.
I'll tell you what, you did great reporting. Excellent work. Thank you for your courage. We'll be the ones to speculate. Thank you for your time.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
If you want the future,
you must fight for it.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we just had an independent investigator on talking about his experience. Honestly, just doing some general milquetoast independent investigation into Mandalay Bay. He gets removed in less than 24 hours. We're grateful for him coming on the show and sharing his experience. We've just broken a story at InfoWars.com. Woman who died suddenly after surviving Vegas massacre wanted to organize survivors group. Rob Dew joins me now to break this down. Rob, this is a huge story.
Yeah, it really is. And 3 days ago, we posted Las Vegas survivor abruptly dies days after posting eyewitness account of second shooter. And that was done by Shepard and Bellis. That was on the 14th. It is our most popular article on InfoWars.com right now with over 3,400 comments on it. So it went viral over the weekend. On Saturday, I came here and shot a video with Alex talking about the Las Vegas sheriff's life in danger, possibly, and that there's a Vegas cover-up is collapsing. And so going through that, I got contacted by an anonymous source this morning who said he knew Kim Suchamel in person. They had were in the aviation industry together. And if you go to this article, Woman Who Died Suddenly After Surviving Vegas Massacre, Wanted to Organize Survivors Group, it actually has some of the screenshots they have. And one in particular where he's asking if he could use some of comments that she made to argue with some other friends, because this guy's ex-military. He says that he doesn't believe the official story either. And she said, yes, you can use my name, and I'm going to organize a survivors group. So anyone who wants to contact me, they can. And she says the media can suck it. They have no idea what went down. So she definitely believes that there was multiple shooters there. And we've posted how many videos at this point, Owen, of people saying they saw multiple shooters in different locations, the Bellagio shooting. Now we have two different reports saying after 11 o'clock, there was gunfire. There was people running. We've got reports from Excalibur, New York, Aria, Paris, the Tropicana, inside the Tropicana. All these reports of shootings, they can't deny. And this is the thing. They never bring this up. The press doesn't bring this up at any of these press conferences. So the sheriff's allowed to just go around and tiptoe around this weird timeline that he can't even keep straight.
Well, it's honestly, we have so much. We have so many multiple eyewitnesses, so many different video angles and different videos from different spots. You actually were pointing out to me how when I was talking about this, I got confused because we have so many different ones. I was mentioning a video that was, I think it was from the Bellagio or something, or from Tropicana, and I gave it the wrong credit.
Yeah, I think you came out and said it was from the Mandalay Bay, but there's so many things going on, I can see how you get confused. Now, the other interesting part about this article is Adon Salazar went and found the original Facebook post. Guess who was archiving it? Snopes took screenshots of it, and they put it up here. So you can read Kimberly Suchamel's Facebook post from October 5th at 4:12 p.m. She put it out there, or it might have been 4:12 a.m. I can't tell here. But she put it out there of what her description of the events was, and it's a very long, detailed post. On this article, it runs over five pages. So over half the article is just her original Facebook post. So there, people can go and read it for themselves, read the screenshots, see what they think, and let's keep this narrative going, because one thing is for certain, we are not getting any help from the mainstream media on answering any of these questions surrounding multiple shooters in Las Vegas on the night of October 1st.
So wait a second, Rob, before you go here, we got 60 seconds left of this segment, then we're joined by Roger Stone. Kimberly Schomel,
Suchamel.
How do you say it?
Suchamel.
Suchamel, 28 years old, man. That's my age.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. Why did she die? What happened?
Well, they're saying she had an epileptic seizure and died. But this is right after the heels of her posting this Facebook post, wanting to organize victims groups, and she was from the Las Vegas area, probably has contacts there.
Had an epileptic seizure and died?
Right.
Does she have a history of this, do we know?
as far as I know, they said some of her family said she did have a history of this, but I don't know too many people who die from epilepsy in their sleep.
No. In fact, I know friends that have epilepsy. I've been around people that have epilepsy. I've actually had to deal with kids that have it too. And that's very strange. So, wow. Okay. So new ripples in the false narrative that we're being given about the Vegas massacre. Folks, it's unbelievable.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
We're about to be joined by Roger Stone. We are now into the second hour of the War Room. For all of our content, go to warroom.show. Warroom.show on your web browser. You can find us on Twitter at War Room Show. And as usual, in the second hour here, 3 to 6 Central, we are live. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone. He's got a lot to talk about. He's going to want to talk about the car bombing of the journalist. He's going to want to talk about this, though, for sure. From John Solomon and Allison Spahn at The Hill, FBI uncovered Russian bribery before Obama administration approved controversial nuclear deal with Moscow. Now, we've been telling you this for a long time. It's kind of like what Alex was talking about. It's like making old news new news to just try to reaffirm it and re-inject it into the mainstream. But I think that as Roger was talking about earlier, and I think that this is what, I'm not even sure actually, I saw Sean Hannity's radio show was blowing up on Twitter, people talking about whatever it was that he just revealed, and I think it was collusion with selling military secrets as well, potentially, so we're going to get what Roger Stone knows about that as soon as he joins us. But you have to remember, folks, this is a Saul Alinsky technique. This is what they do. They project whatever it is they're guilty of, whatever it is they know that they can be brought down by. Say, look at Hillary Clinton. Who is she surrounded by? A bunch of sexual predators. Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner. And then she enables this by being on bimbo control and blasting any females that come forward against Democrats in order to silence them. She's well known for this. She's a professional. That's what she did as the first lady. She made sure that all these women that were accusing Bill of sexual assault got bullied and got silenced. That's Hillary Clinton. Aren't you glad she's not president? So what do? They use their mouthpiece in the liberal mainstream media to project onto Trump their true sexual deviancy, their true guilt as sexual predators. They use the media to project their actual image onto Trump. So they bring out all of these ladies who come forward, and then it equals to nothing because there's nothing there. Except fake news. Same thing with Russia. So just like Bill Clinton's a sexual predator and Harvey Weinstein and Anthony Weiner are all sexual predators. These are the people Hillary Clinton surrounds herself with. Just like they take that, which can be used against them, and then project it onto Trump, they did the exact same thing with Russia. We knew about Podesta's deals. We knew about Hillary Clinton's deals. This was all already well known. But it doesn't matter, because they use their media to project that onto Trump. And it's honestly gotten so convoluted. I was trying to follow it all today on the Alex Jones Show. The past dealings that Paul Manafort's involved with, just the entire team of Democrats that Manafort has hired as part of this Russia probe into Trump. By the way, excuse me. Yeah, thank you. Mueller, not Manafort. By the way, did John Solomon, did Sarah Carter, did Allison Spann, did they need a federal probe? Did they need federal dollars to probe into Clinton and Russia? No. They didn't, did they? They did it with journalistic integrity. So why is all this money being spent on Mueller's Russia probe? Because they're trying to project what they are guilty of onto Trump. I guess the reason why they go with Russia is because they feel like there's all different angles they can take with this Russia thing. And perhaps try to separate United States and Russia coming together as allies. You know, by the way, Trump did a joint press conference today. I'm not sure if it was the president of Greece. I think it was the president of Greece. He does these joint press conferences all the time. And one of the things that was mentioned was how perhaps the president of Greece hasn't been the most supportive of Trump or, you know, his agenda or his rhetoric in the past. And they were saying, oh, you know, he was scared to go meet with Trump. He was scared. He didn't know what he was going to do. And this got brought up in the press conference, and the leader of Greece, I think it's like Sispis. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Prime Minister. Thank you guys. If you could just zoom in on his name there too. Forgot his name already. I think it's Alex. Alex Tsipras. I'm not going to try to butcher that any further. There's the question right there. They say, you know, weren't you afraid to come here and meet with Trump? There had maybe been some animosity, you know, between you, or, you know, you didn't agree with things he said or something. And he mentioned how this is media driven. The media casts light on Trump that's inaccurate. The media paints an inaccurate picture of Trump, and all of these weird expectations that he had going into the meeting because of the media, because of the attack dog media that hates America, that hates the voters, that hates Trump, he had an inaccurate picture. So he's like, we had a great conversation. He's very open. He's very welcoming. He's very loving. Not like how they try to project him in the media. This is the same story you hear time and time again. When these foreign leaders come to America and they've said some negative things in the press, and perhaps it looks like maybe they've butted heads with Trump in the past, but then they sit down, they meet Trump, and they're like, oh, the depiction of President Trump that the media tries to spin is totally inaccurate. Wow. Wow. Shocking? No. Mainstream media is perhaps public enemy number one when you want to get right down to it. Because how would a candidate like Hillary Clinton really have a chance? I mean, really think about that. Really think about that. How would somebody like Hillary Clinton, you know, I had this note. I left it on my desk. Think about this. You have to believe that the Democrats are either entirely incompetent or entirely corrupt. Look at all the things that somehow just slip right under the view of the Democrats. Harvey Weinstein being a sexual predator. Anthony Weiner being a sexual predator. Bill Clinton being a sexual predator. Laura Silsby trying to sneak kids across the border. How about the Awan brothers working remotely from Pakistan? How about Hillary Clinton having a private email server? How about Loretta Lynch meeting Bill Clinton on a tarmac to discuss grandchildren, something they said they both regret? How about the fact that all of these emails, all the emails from the DNC and the DCCC, they all got leaked? How about that? How about Bill de Blasio having a staffer that gets caught with hundreds, if not thousands, of child pornographic images? A total pedophile. This all happened under the view of the Democrat Party, folks. Everything I just mentioned is fact. No opinion injected here. So, based on that fact, that all of that happened under the umbrella of the Democrat Party, you have to ask yourself, are these people that incompetent or are they that corrupt? I leave that decision up to you. But just look at what happens to cities where Democrats run. Look at Baltimore. Look at St. Louis. Look at Chicago. The list goes on and on and on. Crime rates go up. Poverty goes up. Welfare goes up. Government collapses. So I ask you, you heard all the stuff that happened in the Democrat Party. It's all fact. It's all fact. It can't be denied. So are the Democrats that incompetent? Are Clinton and all of her ilk that incompetent? Or are they that corrupt? I've got my opinion. You can decide your own, folks. But that's what goes on in the Democrat Party. That's why they're losing, and that's why the media is trying to prop them up. A zombie, literally the walking dead, as something that's still alive. Roger Stone on the other side.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now, Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll free 888-253-3139. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. It's 2015. Incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone calling in the electronics gods seem to be against us today. But, Owen, extraordinary news out of Washington, big, big breaking news, all of it predicted here months ago at InfoWars about Russian involvement with the Obama administration and the sale of strategic uranium reserves from the United States to a state-owned company there. You know, psychological projections, a theory in psychology in which humans defend themselves against their own unconscious impulses or qualities by denying their existence themselves but projecting them onto others. Hillary and Team Obama really have appeared to have raised this to a high art form. All the while Hillary and her allies have been screaming, Russia, 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 we found out today that the Obama administration slow-walked a known real Russian conspiracy to secure large swaths of U.S. strategic uranium reserves to a Russian-controlled company. You know, the original research on this was done by Peter Schweitzer, who wrote an extraordinary book on it, financed by Steve Bannon and the folks at Breitbart. And it showed that the Clintons netted millions of dollars by getting this deal done for Uranium One, through the Obama White House labyrinth. Russian interest leading all the way back to the president, Vladimir Putin, wanted to purchase the Uranium One company from a Canadian financier, Frank Justra, who had concessions to mine uranium in Kazakhstan and the United States. So Bill Clinton got a $500,000 quote-unquote speaking fee from a Russian investment bank with ties to the Kremlin. Hillary Clinton had nine other shareholders of Uranium One made $145 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation, after which the State Department approved the deal, giving Russia control of 20% of America's uranium assets. Today, however, between The Hill and Circa News, two new bombshells were dropped. It turns out that the FBI had been gathering evidence since 2009 about Russian bribery and had confidential witnesses working inside the Russian nuclear industry, gathering financial records, making clandestine recordings, and intercepting data transmissions. These records showed in 2009 that Moscow had compromised an American uranium trucking firm with bribes and kickbacks. Then there was hard evidence that Russian nuclear officials had routed millions of dollars for the specific benefit of former President Bill Clinton's charitable foundation during the exact same time that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton served on a government body that provided favorable decisions for Moscow. When the Uranium Deal, One Deal, and the Clinton Pay for Pay were very well documented in Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, in 2015, but at the time we didn't know. that Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, then U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Assistant FBI Director Andrew McCabe, already under investigation for massive campaign contributions funneled from the Clintons to his wife in a Virginia state Senate race, former FBI Director James Comey, and former FBI Director Robert Mueller were all aware of the federal investigation that showed that the Russians had bribed their way into control of 20% of our uranium. We learned today that the administration of Barack Obama conducted an entire cover-up of the federal investigation. In fact, those who were on the private overseas investment board in which Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder both sat, who approved the Uranium One deal, were never formally informed corruption investigation. So in other words, Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein, and McCabe engaged in a cover-up. How ironic. Those are the exact four individuals that are currently conducting the Trump colluded with the Russia investigation. It is extraordinarily ironic, is it not?
Well, Roger, I sit here and obviously we've known about this for a long time. This is not new news to us. The question is, how do they get away with it? You know, it's like, how are we sitting here in this reality and people don't know what's going on? And I know we already know this, but again, we just have to rehash. The Democrat Party, the Clintons, the deep state, Mueller's team, they all assume that the American public is too stupid, that the American public is so brainwashed, that the American public can't even think for themselves. They literally think as the American public as a bunch of cockroaches, probably even a piece of dirt, that you can't even think for yourself. We, on the other hand, we report news, we give you the truth, we give you both sides, and where show you where the real Russian collusion is. We assume Americans are more intelligent than that. We assume Americans can absorb information and critically think and make a decision for themselves. That is the diametric difference now between what we do here and what people like at the Clinton Foundation do, the Democrat Party do, and the liberal mainstream news. I mean, they must really think America is dumber than a box of rocks if they're going to continue to move forward with this Russia investigation when all of the blowback on the Clintons and the Podestas is sitting right in front of us.
Well, what's interesting is the news organ that broke the Uranium One story, contemporaneous with Peter Schweitzer, was the New York Times, an extraordinarily good story and some excellent investigative reporting. But the story's broken today about the Obama administration investigation and cover-up were written by The Hill and Circa News. Now, tonight, our friend Sean Hannity features Sarah Carter, an extraordinarily talented investigative reporter. It was Sarah Carter and John Solomon, now of The Hill, who broke the story about the super-secret FISA court handing down documents in November that showed that 30,000 Americans, including yours truly, had been illegally surveilled by the Obama NSA. This includes, presumably, Paul Manafort and Donald J. Trump. Yet, in a scandal far worse than Watergate, no one has yet to be punished. In any event, I believe Carter tonight will reveal that millions more than thought were paid to the Podestas and Hillary by the Russians for military technology transfer.
It's all blowing up in their face. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend.
The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are in the middle of the second hour. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Of course, Roger Stone is with us as well, always with us in the second hour. Before we go back to Roger's expertise on what's breaking right now with the Clinton-Obama-Lynch collusion with the FBI and Russia, I got to let you know about some sales going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Folks, it's all possible. 10 hours a day, InfoWars does live broadcasting now because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to see our expansion continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we don't just rake you over the coals. We give you great deals. I'm just looking at some of these great specials here on the front fold of InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off Super Male Vitality. I take that every day. 50% off Anthroplex. I take that every day. Caveman, that is part of my protein shake after my workout. I also take that every day. You've got the Nascent Iodine BioTrue Selenium Combo, 40% off. I do take Nascent Iodine maybe about twice a week now. I used to take it every day, but it's helped me rid some of the toxic chemicals from my body that I don't need it every day. The Selenium was honestly too much for me. The BioTrue Selenium, that product is the real deal, folks, but it was honestly too much for me. I just simply didn't need that one. BrainForce Plus, though, that is a must-have, especially for people who, well, let's just say we like to operate on little sleep because we like to work through the night and we can't stop working. So what do? Well, we can't get the power nap in. We just hit the BrainForce. And the BrainForce powers you through. That is 50% off right now. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Alex loves this special so much because the audience loves it too, but I imagine we've got to sell out of this stuff at some time. But the sale is still there, folks, so continue to take advantage, please. 50% off BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of other products there as well. Don't forget about the exclusive coupon code PRO10 for an additional 10% off whey protein. We've got True Whey Protein also at InfoWarsStore.com. And with the coupon code PRO10, that's coupon code PRO10, you get an additional 10% off the True Whey Protein. Well, Roger, all this Russia thing really puts a fault line in America. And can people critically think? Can they read? Can they think for themselves? Or do they just buy whatever literal dung comes out of Clinton's butt?
Well, here's the question, and these stories are significant, but they're broken by The Hill and Circa News. What will be interesting is to see what kind of mainstream media pickup they now get. The Uranium One story originally broke in the New York Times, and therefore it had what we call legs. But I hate to say this, the Circa News story by Sarah Carter and John Solomon several months ago about their findings regarding mass-based surveillance of American citizens by the Obama administration in violation of the Constitution and the law, where the court had specifically warned the Obama NSA not to do this, and they did it anyway, you could heard nothing more about it. Saw nothing more about it. There was no hue and cry in the Congress or among the Greek chorus that greets any pronouncement by the Clintons. So it remains to be seen if the news breaking today, proof of a cover-up, and I think larger than reported payments to the Podestas and Hillary Clinton from the Russians at around the time of some major U.S. military technology transfers from our country to the Russians, part of her reset strategy, I am told. Therefore, I'll be tuning in to Sean Hannity tonight. He's an ally in the fight for freedom. And see him break this down even further. But where will CBS and CNN and ABC and NBC be? That's the question.
Well, here's what I don't understand, Roger. We already know that the lines have been drawn. We already know who's going to report this. You're not going to see this on MSNBC. You're not going to see this on CNN. You most likely won't see this on any of the big affiliates, ABC, NBC, CBS. Fox will pick it up. You'll probably see it on a lot of Fox shows, maybe Fox Business, some shows will pick it up. You know, Lou Dobbs is always good with this stuff. You've got the, One America News Network that's, also on TV. They'll run with this stuff, but clearly the fault lines have been drawn. But the strange thing is to me, and I know that there's no simple answer to this. It's just, they still have nothing on Russia, Roger. They literally have nothing. They even waged against you. They tried to get you for Russian collusion. Nothing. So they don't even give their audience anything to eat. They're literally starving them to death with this Russia thing.
Same time, how ironic, they're the ones who turn out to have substantial vulnerabilities vis-a-vis Russia. It turns out to be Bill Clinton who took a $500,000 for a speech in the Clinton Foundation that took $145 million from nine shareholders of Uranium One, the Canadian company that had U.S. uranium mining concessions and required Clinton State Department approval for the transfer of that sale. Frank Giustra juiced the Clinton Foundation for millions. He even went on to form a Canadian-based wing of the Clinton Foundation, because under Canadian law, there's far less in terms of transparency requirements and reporting requirements. So how many millions more were trafficked through the Canadian branch of the Clinton Foundation scam? I mean, the Clinton Foundation was never a charity. It was a slush fund for grifters. It was a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar payoffs and bribes. And it's not, as we now know, not just uranium. Bill and Hillary Clinton literally would sell or buy or steal a hot stove.
Well, they did get caught stealing silverware and I think furniture from the White House as well. So they are known thieves, literally. But it all just came to a head to me.
To be clear, we're talking about hillbilly trash here. These are people who, they're not liberals. They're not progressives. They're not moderates. They believe in the cash. What do I need to get the cash? If that includes selling out my country, like when Bill Clinton sold missile targeting technology that was highly classified to the Chinese in return for a measly $300,000 in campaign contributions, he should have been charged with treason, which is grounds for impeachment there. I never thought, you know, oral sex in the vote in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky, while distasteful, was probably not really grounds, whereas treason is most definitely grounds for his removal.
You know, Roger, I just realized something, because this is so frustrating to me. We've been reporting on this for years. This has been known for years. They try to wage this war against Trump that's non-existent. It's a nothing burger. They even admit it. And yet all of the Russian evidence falls against the Democrats, Podesta's, the Clintons. We know it's all there. And sadly, half of America is literally so retarded that they couldn't even find their own butt with a map. But I just realized, Roger, it all just became clear to me. It all comes back to Jeff Sessions. What is Jeff Sessions doing? I'm sick of reporting on this. I'm sick of having guests on. I'm sick of acting like this is new. I'm sick of talking about Russia. Arrest these people, Sessions. What is he doing?
Yeah, no, you raise a simple point, which is we know this isn't going to get covered in the media, but there's only one person who needs to read it, and that's the Attorney General of the United States. Today we learned of a crime. Eric Holder knew of this investigation. Yet Eric Holder was on the board that approved the Uranium One sale to the Russians. So you have to wonder whether the media would cover the 5 a.m. arrests of Rosenstein, McCabe, Comey, and Mueller at their homes. Jeff Sessions, you now have ground to arrest every one of them. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., kick in their doors.
Seriously, it's what they did to Manafort. We got one more segment with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment here on the War Room with Roger Stone, warroom.show for all our live content. And just like Roger and InfoWars have been ahead of the curve on the Russian angle of the last election, where they try to project Russian meddling onto Trump, when in fact it was the Podestas, the Democrats, the Clintons, the Holders, they were the ones colluding with Russia. We've caught them red-handed. But Roger, you were also on top of the projection of sexual predator that they tried to cast upon Donald Trump, when it's truly inside the Democrat Party, even the heads of the Democrat Party, Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner, Bill de Blasio's staffer, they are the real sexual predators.
Well, and there's no better example of this than the attempt by the Clintons to make aspersions against Donald Trump regarding his relationship with the billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein, who we now know pled guilty to a child sex crime, and who maintained a posh Virgin Islands retreat where he would fly in on his opulent plane that was dubbed the Lolita Express, dignitaries, U.S. senators, governors, prominent athletes, prominent socialites, and, of course, William Jefferson Clinton. Virginia Roberts, who claimed that she was kept by Epstein as a sex slave and was made to service various men who were brought to the island, said she attended a party at which Bill Clinton was present. Now, she didn't say she saw Bill having sex because she was taken from the room by her master Epstein for a sexual romp, but she did say that when she left the main room, Bill was chatting up two twin 17-year-olds. Owen, what do you think happened after that?
Well, based on what we've seen from other fellow Democrats and from Democrat donors in Hollywood, I think that we can take a fair guess, one I'd rather not say on air.
Well, I mean, Bill Clinton's history is such that he visited Epstein's private island multiple times. He was on Epstein's private plane, which was a party plane outfitted.
Yeah, and don't forget, he wanted his Secret Service to ditch him so he could go alone.
But let's be very clear. Donald Trump was never on that island. Donald Trump was never on the plane. Donald Trump did know Epstein from New York social circles. Epstein was actually a member of the Trump Mar-a-Lago Club, which anybody who has $350,000 can be a member of, but they never partied together. This is very well covered in my book, The Clintons' War on Women. There's an extraordinary chapter on Jeffrey Epstein and his connections to Bill and Hillary Clinton. We now know that Hillary was on the Orgy Island, as our friend Sean Hannity called it. We know that she flew on the Lolita Express. Again, they try to connect Trump with Epstein. Trump knew Epstein casually. Epstein never had Trump on his plane. Trump admitted to once going to a cocktail party at Epstein's home. He stayed 15 minutes and he left. Virginia Roberts testified that she met Trump once at a social function at Epstein's home, and that he was a perfect gentleman and nothing inappropriate happened before he hastily left. Trump himself told me, as we were driving up, I saw all these kids in the swimming pool, and I said, how nice of Jeff to let the neighborhood kids use his pool. Only when he got inside did he become uncomfortable. He said hello to his host and hastily left. That's the extent of their socializing together. Yet the Clintons got some woman to come forward and claim that Epstein and Trump, working together, had raped her when she was a teen. She, of course, didn't show up for her press conference to illuminate us about these claims. Completely and totally bogus. Again, the Clintons trying to project onto their enemies what they themselves did. Now, James Patterson came up with a Clintons book, kind of the Epstein thing over to Trump when it's the Clintons who were knee-deep with Epstein. But his book won't wash. You want to know the truth of the extraordinary story of Jeffrey Epstein, who was supplying underage girls for people like Senator George Mitchell of Maine and also for former Governor Bill Richardson, according to Virginia Roberts, then you can find it in my book, The Clintons' War on Women, which is available at the Infowars.com store.
Yeah, of course, let's not forget, in the WikiLeaks, they talk about having young children in the pool, quote, for your entertainment, and they even go into the specific details on the ages of those children. That's in the WikiLeaks. Very disturbing stuff there. Of course, you see everything that comes out with Harvey Weinstein. They knew about him for years, yet he was always rubbing elbows with Democrats inside the Democrat circle. In fact, Roger, they just had a big Democrat event. I'm sure that there were a lot of funds raised in the Hamptons where they were trying to prop up Kamala Harris to be the next Democrat nominee for president. And guess who she was rubbing elbows with and being fancy with? Harvey Weinstein.
No, it's interesting. Look, when you look at Harvey Weinstein, his situation is very, very similar to Bill Clinton. I would say close, but no cigar. In any event, You have two guys, both of whom were sexual predators. For Hillary to say yesterday, this has all been litigated. No woman, none of it's been litigated. Other than Paula Corbin Jones, and you and your husband paid her $850,000 to settle out of court. Because he was guilty. Because he dropped his pants and he said, put it in your mouth. That's a fact. She said, kiss it, according to the court documents. That's vile. He chased her around a hotel room before she luckily, safely fled.
Yeah, and look at
paid her, and he lost his law license in Arkansas, was suspended by the bar over this. So, yes, when it was litigated, your husband was proven to be guilty, and he lost. But women like Juanita Broderick and Kathy Willey, they've never gotten their day in court. They've never gotten justice for the way they were brutally assaulted by Bill Clinton and then viciously threatened and intimidated at the hands of Hillary.
I found Hillary Clinton saying it's all been litigated as an admission of guilt. That's how I saw it. Like, yeah, you had to go to court because your husband raped people. That's how I took it.
What I really liked was, this is a new one. I'm going to try to use this future. That was in the past. That's her excuse. Oh, that was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of Senator Al D'Amato of New York when it was learned that he required employees in the town of Hempstead, where he was the presiding town supervisor, to kick back 1% to the local Republican Party. His defense was, oh, that was in the past. Amazing.
No, you know what's really amazing, though, Roger? What's amazing is you still have liberal media outlets that will play the Donald Trump, Billy Bush tape all day long, point at that tape, yet they'll never air the Harvey Weinstein tape, which is actually a man acting it out, actually victimizing a woman in the tape. They completely ignore that. I mean, Roger, I'm so sick. Jeff Sessions need to put these people in jail. How long do we have to cover this crap?
This is very simple. Mr. Attorney General, let me explain this to you. You send federal marshals to Chappaqua with handcuffs. You inform the Secret Service you'll be making the arrest in advance. You take her to a court where she stands in front of a federal judge, and you ask for an indictment, which you most certainly can get. It's pretty open and shut. This is a career criminal. And between the excesses of the Clinton Foundation and selling her office, what came out today by Peter Schweizer? Indictable. That was last year. Everything in his book is a walking criminal indictment. A real prosecutor would have done this. Let me say this. If Rudy Giuliani had been appointed attorney general, say what you like, Bill and Hillary would be behind bars today.
Well, I'm not sure what to do with the attorney general. I'm not sure what Sessions is waiting on, but I'm sick of covering this stuff, Roger. I want to cover them getting arrested. That's what I want to cover now. 30 seconds, Roger Stone. What do you got?
I'm loving the War Room. I'm getting great comment on it, Owen. More and more people tuning in for our late afternoon contretemps. And I'm enjoying working with you. And this is all very exciting. We have them on the run.
Well, they're not going to be able to start accusing our president of things that they're guilty of without an attempt at a countervail from us. Thank you, Roger Stone. He departs. We'll be right back with our guest, Leo Zagami, on the other side. This is the War Room, warroom.show.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard.
That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, you want to know the type of people that are putting everything they can against President Trump? Fake news from the New York Times, and then a couple of mentally defectives on the Republican and Democrat side. Let's start with the most recent out of Project Veritas, American Pravda, New York Times, Part 3. Folks, the New York Times is beyond fake news.
I'm speaking off the record. It's hard to portray, for instance, the president in a unbiased light when the words that are coming out of his mouth are apologetic toward white supremacists.
So fake news, New York Times, falls for fake news.
Is just a sort of an idiot in a lot of ways, just an oblivious idiot.
This is a New York Times senior staff editor.
Possibly worse than Trump. He's extremely religious.
Sounds just like a protester out on the street, doesn't she? A lot of cursing, a lot of ad hominem attacks.
Insanely crazy news and ludicrous as policies are, then maybe people will read it and be like, oh wow, like we should vote for him. I'm speaking off the record.
These are the most dishonest people.
So this is the most recent from Project Veritas here. The full clip you can find on Project Veritas's website and their YouTube page. They have completely destroyed the New York Times, folks. I don't know how the New York Times survives this, but they will, because liberals are completely idiots. Now here's a mentally defective Democrat, Pelosi, who's so mentally defective she can't even finish a speech.
The President of the United States has authority to exercise first use is one that is ancient. It's from 1946. It was in a different world. And now I think it is necessary for us to address it. There are all kinds of proposals out there. One saying, declaring the United States of America will not engage in first use of a nuclear weapon. I like that one the best. In a bipartisan way. Because it's about all presidents. No matter who or she may be down the road. Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, and former Deputy Secretary, Under Secretary of State, who was magnificent in terms of the negotiations and all the rest. It's heartbreaking, and it lacks knowledge about what the role is of FEMA and the others in time of natural disaster. Now, I remind that if our country is attacked, the War Powers Act triggers for the executive any and all powers. There is interest in U.S. establishing itself as no first use. President of the United States is
today, Junior.
Has authority.
Okay, so there's Nancy Pelosi, who's, I can't even follow anything she's talking about. Now, here's John McCain. Folks, this guy, he looks like he's, I mean, he looks like he's dead. Go ahead and roll John McCain.
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
Okay, just cut it right there. See if you can find a zoomed-in image of John McCain's face from yesterday. Guys, I'm telling you, John McCain is like, he's dead. I mean, literally, like, his skin is, like, falling off. He has, like, weird, like, spots in his hair. I'm not trying to be mean to the guy. I'm just saying, this guy should not be part of any legislative process when he's literally a mentally defective human. I mean, he's an old guy. He's obviously been through a lot. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's like, oh, we should be the international leaders, but we shouldn't be proud of our country. Well, if we shouldn't be proud of our country, then why should we lead the world? John McCain, I mean, what in the hell, man? We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is the War Room.
Our guest now is Leo Zagami. His latest book reveals the decline of Hollywood and much more, and this is a book that he was working on long before Weinstein Gate. The decline of Western system and the rise of Satanism in our society. This is from Leo Zagami. So Leo, you saw this coming a while ago. You knew about the occultism, the Satan occultism in Hollywood. Tell us about this book, and I'm sure the fact that you weren't shocked by everything that's come out of Weinstein Gate. All right, so we are not having audio right now from Leo. All right, so we got to figure out what's going on there.
Yes, I'm back on audio now. Sorry for
that.
There
we go, Leo. All right. The Satanist disrupted your audio there for a second, but you're back.
Well, yes, it's a pleasure to be on your show and also to present this book that I wrote, as you said earlier, a long time ago, because you always have to write books before you bring them out. So I touch on the Hollywood problem already in Confessions 2, which is part of my trilogy. But in this book here, we go even deeper because, of course, we have seen how Satanism and magic are actively fighting Donald J. Trump because he is their number one enemy. So since February, they've been casting and binding spells against Trump. But now we have also some magicians and some people on our side. In fact, they're going to start on the 21st of October, regularly every month, 4 days after the black moon, when the black side of witchcraft is binding the spell against Trump, something to free Donald Trump for all this. And there is a guy called David Griffin who is heading all these magicians to protect Donald J. Trump. So there is really a magical war going on. And there is also some victims that people really don't know much about, like Lady Gaga fall victim to this war. She was the number one sustainer of Hillary Clinton. She fought against Donald J. Trump. She came out with this documentary in September on Netflix, and then she fell sick and she couldn't do her shows. But if we go on this documentary on Netflix, we see that the soundtrack is actually the soundtrack of the film Lucifer Rising by Kenneth Anger. And she's miming this movie, which basically welcomes the arrival of the Antichrist on Earth. It's an old 70s classic of occulture. And Kenneth Anger is the high priest of Satanism. To this day in Hollywood, and his young apprentice is none other than James Franco. And James Franco, as we know, has been involved also in luring a young girl into his proposals. And James Franco has a band called, very appropriately, The Daddy. So, I mean, you just need to go on James Franco, The Daddy group on Facebook, and you will see the disgusting images of young boys and other things that are openly promoted by his band. And his band is doing videos where they're miming satanic rituals even. There is one video, one of these songs that he has done, that re-evokes the Dust Ear Drama, which is an occult satanic ritual devised by Anton LaVey. And then you can go and just Google James Franco and Kenneth Anger, and you will see them together, because they devised also an occult ritual in Venice Beach in 2012. So there is a lot more than only Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein is really scratching the surface of something. Like you were saying earlier in the show, I followed you when you said that InfoWars has been saying this for many years. Of course, but there is, as you know, much more than this, just Harvey Weinstein, because there is active pedophiles that work untouched in channels like Nickelodeon to this day, and others that continue, because we don't have only Scientology or the Children of God in Hollywood, but we also have groups like the Ordo Templi Orientis and even the Order of the Nine Angles that openly promotes human sacrifice. So Hollywood is really starting to open up now to the mainstream media of this, and I hope that with President Donald J. Trump being there and giving all the security agency and intelligence agency the possibility to investigate all this, we will be able to possibly expose the Satanist in Hollywood. The problem is that in Hollywood, everything, you can buy everything with money, and these people have immense quantities of money. So they always get away with murder.
You know, and talking about the satanic rituals that these people engage in, they've been very outspoken about it since Trump's election. They're saying, yes, we need to do these rituals. We need to do these hexes on Trump. It became very real to me reading about it in the WikiLeaks, learning about Marina Abramovich. And this is a woman who does these, you know, satanic rituals.
Yes, I want to tell you something about it, because in my book, I interview Mark Savish, who is a very famous Freemason and author of several books printed worldwide, but also he participated as an assistant and as a supervisor in a lot of documentaries that you see in History Channel and in other important TV channels. Well, Mark Savish had this to say in my book, and I think it really goes into what you were trying just to say. Now I interrupted you because, sorry, you just picked up on something on my book, so I was excited about it. Mark Savish says, it was fascinating to listen to many of the would-be leaders of modern occultism either be silent or in denial about the occult significance of so-called spirit cooking art of Serbian artist Marina Abramović, to which he was invited to attend by his brother but declined. We're talking, of course, about John Podesta. Then, of course, we have the recent statement by Washington socialite Sally Quinn that she used magic to murder people, all while claiming the moral high ground against Sarah Palin. This is Freemason Mark Savage, who is the director of the Institute of Hermetic Studies, who made this statement in my book.
And let's not forget that Hillary Clinton, in her book, mentioned how she wanted to use a voodoo doll against Trump. And it was not surprising to me, learning about all this hardcore ritual satanic stuff that Marina Abramović was doing, and then finding out that Marina Abramović basically rubbed elbows with the exact same people that are rubbing elbows with Harvey Weinstein. This really is a cult, Leo.
Well, you know that there was an Italian victim to Harvey Weinstein, and she's Asia Argento, the daughter of a very famous horror film director. What many people don't know about Asia Argento is that she's also a very good friend of Kenneth Anger. And Kenneth Anger is not somebody that uses just anybody in Hollywood. He uses at the moment as his main high priestess none other than Paris Hilton. And I have evidence of this, proof of this, because she was picked up in Monte Carlo last year to go to Kenneth Anger's party in Cannes during the festival.
And I'm sure that you break all of this down in your books. Now, I want to get to the other side. We're about to go to break here, Leo. Weinstein's pimp, Fabrizio Lombardo's lawyer, threatens Italian media. This is going on in your home country of Italy. Real quickly, brief us on that before break.
Well, here in Italy, we are censored left, right, and center. We are number, 77 in the freedom of speech. So we are really low in freedom of speech. I can get sued if I open my mouth in Italian any moment against this guy, but I'm not scared. Lombardo is really the pimp who took these women to Weinstein. This is known. Asia Argento also repeat this in further statements. But David, this Lombardi guy, he has threatened with letters from his lawyers, the main Italian media, and even the alternative media in Italy represented by Dago Spia, saying that if they talk badly about their client and take the news that is coming from the foreign press, they will be liable for being sued.
Well, Leo, I don't want to wind you up in a lawsuit or in jail, so we won't mention anything about Weinstein's associate, who is his procurer over there in Italy. We'll be right back.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Occultists, Satanists, Luciferians running a lot of the mainstream entertainment, also politics, but we'll stick on the entertainment aspect for now. Our guest is Leo Zagami. He's written multiple books covering this. Leo, I have a question for you. We know about the satanic cult that's in Hollywood, but I'm curious. We had a video of James Franco and Marina Abramovich. Marina Abramovich, obviously someone I would say is a Satanist. How many of these people, though, would you say just kind of go along with it because they want to be cool, they want to be popular, or maybe they want to get all the girls like a James Franco? Or do you have to fully commit to Luciferian to get into this?
No, don't get fooled by James Franco. He took his degree at his film school dedicated to Kenneth Anger's movies. So he's a guy who knew very well who Kenneth Anger was, knows very well the occult, is part of this tradition of occulture that, of course, we find in other people in Hollywood like David Lynch, that inspires, always take inspiration from this guy called Kenneth Anger. So it's not just somebody who wants to be cool with the girls. It's somebody who has a very deep knowledge of the occult. You can see it from his music videos with his band Daddy, because these music videos have detailed symbolism of the Illuminati hidden within. And you have to understand that Hollywood is based on an Illuminati concept. I mean, it's based on the fact that modern Satanism is nearly born in Hollywood in a way, because Aleister Crowley's first satanic mass or Gnostic mass for his church called Ecclesia Gnostica Cattolica took place in Hollywood, in Winona Boulevard, just off Hollywood Boulevard. It didn't take place in England. His followers were some of the key figures at that time in Hollywood. Then they went to Pasadena. Of course, you have Walt Disney then in Pasadena. There's a link there. And Ross McGowan, she said it very clearly, that these people planted poison and plant poison every day in her movies, in her cartoons, in the media. So this is poison stuff that comes out of Hollywood, and we need to stop it, because it's not only dangerous for Donald Trump to be criticized by every single Hollywood star, but it's dangerous for everybody to absorb the negativity that they are putting through their movies. I mean, just imagine one of the friends of Harvey Weinstein, Quentin Tarantino, how much negativity, how much violence he has deliberately spread through his movies. And then you have the occult symbolism in Hollywood. We have, since 2001, the birth of something which is really unusual. I don't know if you've ever been to Hollywood Boulevard in the last few years, but since 2001, we find this big center, which then has the Dolby Theater that used to be called Kodak Theater, and that's where they give the Oscars. But in 2001, in the midst of chaos surrounding 9/11, nobody was thinking about what was going on in Hollywood, and in November of 2001, they inaugurated this Babylonian Gate based on this old movie by Griffith, who was a Freemason, who was a very famous film director, but also a very controversial one, because in 1915, he projected this first movie, The Birth of a Nation, which is a hymn to the KKK, in the White House. And he didn't project it for a Republican president, but for the second Democrat president of history, because we know very well the link between the Democratic Party and the KKK, and this link is made even more clear by Griffith, who then had to apologize with the second movie, which was called Intolerance. And in the second movie, then you have the sort of history of humanity that culminates in this reconstruction of Babylon that then is featured there right in front of your eyes in Hollywood Boulevard, where they give the Oscars. And this spectacle for the eyes, because it's a huge image of the god Enki and another Sumerian god, are really the Anunnakis. We are talking here about the people who have created our society. So they are creating a new Babylon. And this was something that, of course, Kenneth Anger wrote very clearly in the various versions of Hollywood Babylon that succeeded since the end of the 50s up until the early 80s. And now he's supposed to publish Hollywood Babylon number 3, but he never does it because he said himself he's scared of the consequences. So this is what happens in Hollywood. And, of course, he was the first one to bring out the scandals of Hollywood because he's the high priest of Satan, so he's an untouchable. But even if he's an untouchable, he can't really go into volume 3 because he will be exposing also Scientology and Tom Cruise. And he said himself he doesn't want to do it now. It would create too many problems for him. So there is really an occult link that, of course, goes deep into Hollywood, that is, and then surfaces always this image in modern Satanism, the image of Aleister Crowley, which is present everywhere there is Satanism in the New Age.
I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say the Anunnaki were the creator of our civilization? Did I hear that correct?
Of course, in the eyes of the Illuminati, of the secret societies.
So that's where I wanted to go next. So, right. So it's all about the fallen angels. It's all about, you know, the fallen stars. And that's why they do this in Hollywood, the land of the angels, because this is where they worship their fallen angels, their fallen gods, Lucifer.
Well, you showed an image of Ishtar before of the elephants that represents also Isis. We have a lot of symbolism there, and it's placed right at the center of this giant egregore. What is an egregore? An egregore is a thought, a powerful thought, a collective thought of many people that can be created by a secret society around a temple or around a series of holy images. Of course, they are there in front of everybody, but everybody thinks about something else when they go there, because of course you have the Sephora, you have the shop, gas, this and that. It's a shopping mall. But if you look closely to those images, you will see this is not a shopping mall.
This is so key, Leo, because if somebody wants to put up a Ten Commandments, you know, monument in front of any government building. Oh, there's all this rubble. Even if it's just anywhere. If you put up a Ten Commandments thing or Jesus or the Virgin Mary, there's a huge uproar. So what these people do is they don't say it's their religion. They don't say it's religious. They just put it out there for their own religion, their own dark secret, their own occult, so that nobody knows about it. But this is how they inject their occultism, their Luciferianism into our society.
Well, let me tell you, there was another signal given to the world before 2001. Exactly 10 years earlier, there was a movie based on Kenneth Anger's writings called Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon, made by an English gay film director called Nigel Finch. You will find a lot of interesting material in this movie.
All right, that's Leo Zagami. Check out his books. Check out his website, leozagami.com. Thank you for joining us today, Leo.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out InfoWarsStore.com. You will probably find something there that you didn't expect us to have, something there that you use every day that you could find on our website and help support the InfoWar. In fact, you'll probably find it there, better quality and even cheaper. Hats, shirts, all kinds of apparel. Specifically, though, we are running some great specials on some of our supplements right now. You can see that in the fold. We've got 50% off Brain Force Plus. We've got 40% off Secret 12, 50% off Anthroplex, 50% off Caveman Bone Broth Formula. All these specials at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you've been on the fence about a product like Caveman or Super Male Vitality or Anthroplex, all of them are on discount right now. Huge savings. So give them a try. Anthroplex is a great formula. I take it every morning. Caveman, the true paleo bone broth formula. It's got the bone broth. It's got the chaga mushroom, bee pollen, as well as, I believe, 20 grams of serving, protein, 20 grams of protein per serving. So an excellent, protein supplement for your post-workout routine. There's also great combos like 40% off Bio True Selenium and Secret 12 combined. That's a pack 40% off. That has a 4.9 star review, that pack that is 40% off right now. And don't forget, with coupon code PRO10, with this exclusive coupon code PRO10, you can get an extra 10% off True Whey Protein. Our True Whey Protein from InfoWarsStore.com. You can get an additional 10% off using coupon code PRO10. And check out the whole store. Water filters, air filters, it's just crammed body armor. I mean, it's just everything. The InfoWarsStore.com is awesome. All right, so here's what we're going to do. There's so much to get to. I'm not going to have time. So we're just going to go on a news blitz for the rest of the show. This is from Breitbart. ICE detainer issued for suspected wine country arsonist in Sonoma jail. I had a feeling that this was arson from the beginning. I thought it may have been ISIS, but now the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency issued a detainer request on the Sonoma County Jail for Jesus Fabian Gonzalez, who was arrested Sunday on suspicion of arson in wine country fires that have killed at least 40 residents, 100 still missing. So what do you think about that? If this turns out to be an illegal non-citizen that did this, will the left change their tone? I doubt it. We just covered it yesterday. There was a DACA recipient who Obama kept from getting deported who murdered a girl in the woods. So that's nice. Thanks, Obama, for keeping a murderer here. And just because this is how my brain works. I follow all these ripples. Jesus Fabian Gonzalez is the name of the suspect of arson who was arrested Sunday. Jesus Campos is the name of the security guard that is missing right now, that just disappeared. Jesus Campos, we got Jesus Gonzalez, apparently guilty of arson, killing at least 40 people. Then you have Jesus Campos, who is now, I think, a suspect in the minds of many for the Vegas massacre. He's gone. And then you've got another interesting ripple. I'm not ready to report on it yet. I think we'll bring it up tomorrow. There might be another Jesus implicated in the Vegas massacre, perhaps the real identity of Jesus Campos. I'll just leave it right there because, again, I'm going to give that story 24 hours to kind of settle and see what we have. This is from InfoWars.com, Adon Salazar. Woman who died suddenly after surviving Vegas massacre wanted to organize survivors group.
This was a woman, Kimberly, I forget how to pronounce her last name. She died, and she was perfectly fine, and then she just died out of nowhere, and she wanted to start a group of victims from the Las Vegas massacre to get the truth out, and unfortunately, and I guess conveniently for those trying to cover it up, she's no longer with us. Las Vegas guard Campos, Jesus Campos, vanished after visiting urgent care clinic, union leader says. Well, that's a news story. That's not being reported anywhere. Thank you for reporting that, Fox News. So, what's the story with this guy? Don't forget the woman who said a Hispanic couple were going around telling people you're all going to die 45 minutes before the shooting happened. So that's very strange. And, of course, the timeline of the Vegas shooting, which keeps changing. Nobody can get down to that. Car bomb kills journalist behind Panama Papers, offshore tax evasion investigation, days after she received threats to her safety. And people are talking about how this is basically a warning to any journalists. Daphne Caruana Galizia was dubbed a one-woman WikiLeaks, and she was driving her car in Malta and died from a car bomb. MI5 boss Andrew Parker, UK terror threat evolving at scale never seen before. Oh, what could that have anything to do with? Why would Britain be facing a severe terror threat? Terror threats inevitable, UK terror threat evolving at scale never seen before. What could this be correlated with? What else is at a scale never seen before? Oh yeah! Open borders! Migrants flowing in, specifically those of Muslim descent. I wonder if there's anything connected there. But don't worry about it, because Mayor Khan in London says it's just part and parcel to die from a terrorist attack. So if you die from a terrorist attack because of my open border policy, that's your fault for living in a big city. That's the thought process of Mayor Khan in London. China's 8.5-ton space lab will soon crash to Earth. No one knows where it will hit. So you've got China's first space laboratory that was launched in 2011, and it is going to crash land on Earth to a fiery and uncontrolled end. They're not sure where it's going to crash. I wonder what the flat earthers are going to think about this. I'd like to hear the flat earthers' theory on this. Is this going to be fake news to them? I don't know. Of course, you've got everything collapsing out of Hollywood now. Jennifer Lawrence says that she was lined up nude at the age of 15. So now Jennifer Lawrence coming out. They're reporting that Kevin Spacey is about to be caught up in all of this. Of course, you had Ben Affleck having to issue apologies for some behavior he did during an interview, basically groping a woman on air. So Kevin Spacey might be the next, and who knows where this ends. You also had people accusing James Franco's friend, Seth Rogen. Those two are pretty tight. We just learned about, I didn't know about James Franco's band Daddy. I didn't realize James Franco was such an occultist. So does it shock me that he's friends with Seth Rogen that hates Trump, loves Hillary Clinton, and is now being accused of sexually assaulting a minor? We'll see where all this ends. Bob Weinstein is now also accused of sexual harassment, so both the Weinstein brothers were taking advantage. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if he had a I'm allowed to sexually assault people in his contract as well, just like Harvey did. Reese Witherspoon reveals she was sexually assaulted by a director at 16. Again, all of these women that are coming forward have won awards. I'm just pointing that out. Just saying. Carrie Fisher once sent a cow tongue to a Hollywood producer her friend accused of sexual misconduct. Carrie Fisher's no longer with us. Oh, but the Daily Beast is breaking it. It's the Daily Beast. Hold on. Oh, my God. I've got it. The Daily Beast has the documents. Hollywood's open secret besides Harvey Weinstein preying on young boys. Sorry, Daily Beast. We told you about that years ago. And it's all because Harvey Weinstein. I think that this is going to be twisted and concocted into an attack on men. I think that's why you're seeing all these women align themselves against Weinstein, specifically the likes of Ashley Judd and Jennifer Lawrence, who are outspoken liberals against Trump. I think they're going to try to spin this around as an attempt to bring down men and
toxic masculinity. That's what this is all about, folks. All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to have another news blitz on the other side. You don't want to miss it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force, now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Who's ready for this news blitz? I have an entire stack of news on the political left and the cultural left about how they hate everything. I mean, they literally hate everything. And it all comes back to how they hate themselves. They're so miserable in their own skin. They're so miserable in their own life. They hate the fact that they've never been able to do anything on their own because they're such bums that they have to blame everything else. So
Let's start with this. Now, this was shared with me by Red Pill Black, Candace Owens. They were handing this out at UC Berkeley. White privilege, unpacking the invisible knapsack. Daily effects of white privilege. There's a list of 21 things on here. I'm not even going to have time to go through this. You can look at it for you want. You know what it is, though. Just hate the white man. Kill the white man. White man is all the problems. On the Alex Jones Show today, you heard about the woman saying, white people are inherently evil. This is from Peggy McIntosh, an associate director at the Wesley College Center for Research on Women. Well, apparently she spends all her time hating white men, so I'm not sure what research she's doing on women. My guess is she's white. And so I guess this is her white privilege being able to print this out. These people run, they want a race war, folks. The political left wants a race war. Or maybe they don't even want it. Maybe they don't even realize what they're doing. Maybe they really are that stupid and they are just all about identity politics and sucking, getting you to suck off the system and become a victim and need the welfare state. I mean, what, like, can you imagine? I mean, I don't even know how to respond to this. Seriously, I mean, it's just sick, man. Why do people hate people so much based on identity? I thought we were over this. I thought we were past this. No, you know who's not past it? The left. They hate white people. That's what it is. Literally, that's all it is. That's literally everything. The political left hates white people. Yeah, you can probably find fringe elements of any group of culture that's racist or this or that. You'll find very fringe elements that's always going to exist. The left as a whole hates white people. But it's not even that. Like I said, they really don't hate white people. They really don't. They don't know. They don't know anything. They hate themselves. And it's easy to scapegoat white people because the media will go along with it. Jane Fonda says she's not proud of America, but she's proud of the resistance. I'm proud of the people who are turning out in unprecedented numbers and continue over and over and over again to protest what Trump is doing. I'm very proud of them. That core. Literally the dumbest people in America. Literally. We've exposed them. But this is Jane Fonda, who said the other day that, I'm pretty sure it was her that said she regretted, not speaking out about sexual assault in Hollywood sooner. So hey, Jane Fonda, there's serial sex assaulters, in Hollywood right now. So, if you're not proud of America, maybe that would be why. But no, it's because President Trump is making America great again. That just drives the liberals nuts. Well, after all, he's white. See, don't you get it? They were staring at a black man as president for 8 years and they didn't have to think. All they had to do was look at him and then feel good about it. Now they look at a white man as president and it just crawls in their skin because they hate white people so much. Facebook set to unveil plan to guard against fake news during Canadian election campaign. Facebook's Canadian Election Integrity Initiative is a response to a warning from the country's top cybersecurity agency that hacker groups would almost certainly, just throw all these ambiguous terms out there, attempt to influence the 2019 federal election. And I bet I know who it is. I bet it's Russia. So that's nice. Facebook censors. BuzzFeed invokes reporters' privilege to shield Trump dossier source. So this Trump dossier has become such a steaming pile of doo-doo that nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to admit they reported on it. Nobody wants to admit where they got it from or how they got it or who they got it from because it's that pathetic. It's that pathetic. And honestly, they could end up behind bars for that type of libel and slander against President Trump. California, first to allow gender-neutral birth certificate. Isn't that sweet and loving? Well, your baby was born with a penis. Okay. That's a non-gender. Your baby was born with a vagina. It's a non-gender. For those of you confused about whatever sex you are, it's very simple. Just look right down. The answer's right there. It's really easy. But this is in California where they just had a killer clown transsexual reading books during cross-dresser. What was it, guys? Can we remember what it was called? I think I actually have it in here. I'll just pull it right up then, since I know I got it in here somewhere. We'll just go through the stacks of news. Here it is. Drag queen demon reads to kids at Michelle Obama Library. There it is right there. So now they have gender neutral birth certificates and they have the cross dressing drag queen demon for the drag queen story time. That's what it is. Drag queen story time at Michelle Obama Library. They think I'm joking. People like thought I was joking. No, folks, the reason why Michelle Obama's library is hosting LGBTQ events is because she is part of that community. So, I mean, why do you think they do this? You think that Michelle Obama is the first woman president to have a transsexual speak at her library? No, she's the first, first lady. She's the first transsexual first lady to have a transsexual speak at her library. NBC fires Today editor who leaked Lawrence O'Donnell video freakout. Do you guys remember this? This is one of the funniest videos of all time. Lawrence O'Donnell showing his, literally, this guy's like the biggest jerk. And I'm being really nice. I mean, this guy, like you want to talk about just mean-spirited, a-hole? That's Lawrence O'Donnell. And instead of firing him, who treats people he works with like crap.
Stop the hammering.
Stop the hammering. There's actually hammering going on right now. We're doing some work on our new studios over there. No, but Lawrence O'Donnell, folks, if you haven't seen this video yet, seriously, you need to share this with your friends and family. This is the mainstream media in a nutshell. Lawrence O'Donnell's leaked video. But they don't fire him, the biggest a-hole you've ever seen exposed in a leaked media videotape. No, they fire the person that exposed him. Report: Colin Kaepernick blames Trump for his unemployment. Do you realize how ridiculous this is? This is like if I quit, if I walked into Alex Jones' office and said, I quit, Alex. And then he's like, okay. And then the next day I go on some interview and I say, Alex Jones fired me. Why did Alex Jones fire me? I'm being discriminated against by InfoWars. And it's like, no, you quit. Colin Kaepernick quit. Colin Kaepernick left $20 million or more on the table. He quit. That's how oppressed he is. Monday night NFL ratings sink to season low. League has lost 2.5 million viewers this year, 3.3 million viewers since Kaepernick, and the 49ers still can't win a football game. But Hillary Clinton cheers on reverent NFL kneelers to continue their resistance. Ask him what their resistance is about. They really don't know. And Hillary Clinton says it's not about the anthem or the flag, except that's when they choose to protest. Oh, four Ann Arbor city council members take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. What are these people? Can you imagine how stupid you must be? I can't get over these people. Universities warn against costumes based on other cultures. We're a culture, not a costume. Let's just cancel Halloween. In fact, let's just cancel all holidays because they're all racist. They're all discriminatory against someone. So instead of just being liberal, real liberal and open-minded and tolerant, let's just erase history. Let's erase holidays. Let's censor ourselves into complete nothingness. The Southern Poverty Law Center almost got me killed. Why does the media still propagate its hate map? So you literally have a guy who goes out, commits a crime, says he learned about it on Southern Poverty Law Center, specifically Southern Poverty Law Center says that the Family Research Council, I guess is racist. So this person goes out and tries to commit a crime against them, but the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't get blamed. And then here's the big coup de grace. George Soros transfers $18 billion to his foundation. Folks, they're getting ready. November's around the corner. $18 billion George Soros is giving to his Open Society Foundation. Get ready. The assault is on. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. These people hate America. They will not be victorious.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/